Hi there, may I speak with Cheryl?
This is Cheryl.
Hi there, Cheryl. My name's Ethan on the recorded line. I'm following up with you about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you at the moment?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Now, Cheryl, were you interested in seeing if you can participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
No, I'm fine.
You never took Depo before?
Yes, I have.
Did you have any injuries or medical diagnosis after that?
Yes, I did.
Really sorry to hear about that. What were you diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with this tumor that I had.
Do you remember the name of this?
I can't pronounce it, but I can spell it for you.
Yeah, if you could spell it.
It's M-E-N-I-N-G-I-O-M-A.
Meningioma?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah, that is actually the ailment that we are looking for before participation in this lawsuit, and this will only take about 10 minutes of your time. Mrs. Cheryl, were you taking it after 1992?
Yes.
And did you also take the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's look into it then. Do you have an attorney already that's helping you with this?
No.
Okay. Can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent out any packets of information for any attorneys for this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I haven't done it.
Okay, gotcha. And I take it then, of course, since you were the affected one, you would be filing a claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Mrs. Cheryl, are you currently a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And for your meningioma, where in your body was that located?
It was the brain.
Gotcha. Okay. Again, I'm so sorry to hear that you had to deal with this. How are you doing now?
I'm doing a little okay. I still have complications. I'm really scared to get on birth control because every time I try one, I have a bad side effect to it. So I'm just scared.
Yeah, no, definitely. I understand. I know for most birth controls, there's definitely a lot of scary side effects, no matter which one you try. But I do wish you all the best on your road to recovery. If it does give you any help or hope, for a lot of the women that I've talked to about this, maybe years down the line, they've all been able to make full recoveries for the most part. So that is some good news, at least.
Yes.
In any case, what was the date that you were diagnosed, Mrs. Cheryl?
May 28th, 2018.
Okay. Just want to confirm I heard you correctly. You said May 28th, 2018, correct?
Yes.
And what is your birthday?
My birthday is March 1st, 1990.
Okay. March 1st of 1990. In addition, do you happen to know anyone else, like friends or family members, that were also injured by Depo Provera that could need some help?
No.
Okay. Don't worry about it. So for your Depo Provera, were you taking pills or did you receive a shot for it?
I had a shot. I took a shot.
Okay. Was it the name brand labeled Depo Provera that you were taking?
Yes.
Okay. So just to confirm then, it wasn't Depo SubQ Provera or generic medroxyprogesterone, just Depo Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use it for at least 1 year?
Yes.
How many years were you using Depo Provera for?
4 years. I had 16 shots.
Gotcha. Okay. Can you also confirm to me then that you had at least 4 injections within a 1 year period?
Yes.
Gotcha. I assume you were getting it every 3 months, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. And then you did already confirm, I believe, you were taking it after 1992, of course, correct?
Yes. Yes, gotcha. I was only 2 in 1992.
Yeah, most definitely. I know it's a silly question. Sometimes I'll have to ask people if they were taking it after 1992, even though they were born later, but it is required for the recording. In any case, what was the date that you started taking Depo Provera?
April 2014.
Okay, April 2014.
I don't know the exact date.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect you to remember the exact date, of course. Some of these are just going to be your best estimate. And when did you stop taking the Depo Provera?
May 2018.
Okay, so just to confirm, you started taking it in April of 2014, and you stopped taking it in May of 2018, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. And for the recording, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. And then I have your first name down here as sent to us on the inquiry. That's Cheryl, not Cheryl. That's spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L-L-E.
Yes.
Okay. And your last name is, sorry, how do you pronounce that?
A-G.
A-G. Okay. And that's A-G-E-E.
Yes.
Okay. Do you also have a middle name?
Yes.
Spell it for me, please.
It's Lenore, L-E-N-O-R-E.
Okay, L-E-N-O-R-E. Perfect. And do you also happen to have a suffix? For example, are you a junior or senior?
No.
Okay, and your social?
378-112499.
Okay, just want to confirm I heard you correctly. You said 378-112499.
Yes.
Okay, and then your email is spelled exactly as your first and last name, CherylAG@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and your phone number, that's going to be 248-897-6164.
Yes, so what is, y'all need my social security number?
So the reason why we ask for your social security number is, first and foremost, it is for identity verification. Secondly, it's also tied to your medical records. When you sign up with our attorney partners, they will be pulling that information on your behalf, so that way you don't have to worry about doing the legwork yourself. Additionally, us and our partners are also regulated and monitored by the Bar Association. So if there was ever any mishandling or leakage of your personal information, there would, of course, be penalties for us involved, and they would lose their licenses. So I do promise you that we do take your privacy very seriously.
Yeah, I'm really not sure if I really want to do it.
Well, Cheryl, it does look like that you are actually able to participate. We've made it past all the qualifying questions, and I actually only need about 5 more minutes of your time here. In any case, you would be able to receive a settlement. If you were interested in finding out how much that would be, as legally as your intake specialist, I'm not allowed to say a specific number, but if you wanted to Google Depo Provera lawsuit payout or settlement amount, that would yield the number you're looking for. In any case, am I calling you on your cell phone or is this a home line?
This is my cell phone.
Okay. And then Mrs. Cheryl, what is your primary address?
19190 Pinehurst, Detroit, Michigan, 48221.
Okay, you said 19190 Pinehurst, and that's in Detroit, Michigan, 48221?
48221, yes.
Okay, is there also an apartment or unit number?
No, it's a single home.
Okay, perfect. Now, for your Depo Provera, was it being administered by one specific doctor? Was it various medical staff, or was it yourself that you were giving yourself injections?
No, it's a doctor.
Okay. And you said you had 16 injections during that 4-year period, correct?
Yes.
What was the name of the doctor that was giving you your Depo Provera?
Alexander. I don't know how to pronounce the last name, but I can spell it for you.
Yeah, if you could spell it.
It's P-A-R-I-D-O-N.
You said P-A-R?
Yes, I, D as in dog, O as in onion, N as in no.
Okay, gotcha. P-A-R-I-D-O-N.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what hospital was this at?
I was at Henry Ford West Bloomfield.
You said Henry Ford Health, correct?
Yes, West Bloomfield Hospital, the West Bloomfield location.
Gotcha. Okay, give me just a second. I'll see if I can find that address. You said in West Bloomfield, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see. I'll look that up on maps right now. Okay, so just to confirm then, that was the one on 6777 West Maple Road?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for confirming that. I'll just go ahead and copy and paste that hospital information then. Henry Ford, West Bloomfield. And okay, perfect. Found their phone number as well. That's going to be 248-325-1000. Was it also Dr. Alexander that prescribed you your Depo Provera as well?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I would assume then you were prescribed at the same facility or same hospital as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Makes it very easy for me to just copy and paste all that information one more time. Now, most likely this isn't the case, but for your Depo-Provera, did you have to go to a separate pharmacy to pick it up and take it to him, or was it all provided there?
No, it was provided at the office.
Okay, perfect. I can just copy and paste Henry Ford West Bloomfield and their address one more time then. Makes my job super easy. And for your method of diagnosis for your meningioma, did you get a CT scan? Was it an MRI or maybe even both?
Yeah, I got a blood. They gave me a blood test, a CT scan, and a biopsy.
Okay, gotcha. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
I have to spell his name also, last name. His first name is Stephen, but the last name is K-A-L-K-A-N-I-S.
Okay, you said K-A-L-K-A-E-I-S.
A-N.
A-N-I-S.
A-N-I-S. Apple. Yes, yes.
Okay. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce that because I don't want to butcher it, but I know I have the spelling correct, so that's okay. And you said first name Stephen, is that with a S-T-E-V-E-N?
Yes.
Okay. And what hospital was this at?
That's the same hospital, Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital.
Gotcha. Perfect. Thanks for confirming. I'll just pull all that same information one more time then. Makes my job super easy again. And what was his specialty? I assume he was a neurosurgeon?
Yes, a neurosurgeon.
Okay, gotcha. Give me just a second to punch all of this in. I'm not super fast with the mouse and keyboard. I do apologize. Additionally, before your diagnosis of meningioma, did you have any other previous cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. Did you ever receive any kind of treatments before your meningioma diagnosis as well?
No.
What kind of treatment were you receiving for the meningioma?
The phone is broke. I didn't hear none of that.
No worries. What kind of treatment were you receiving for the meningioma?
I'm going to spell it because I always mess it up. And I had radiation therapy also. C-R-A-N-I-O-T-O-M-Y.
You had a craniotomy?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Radiation therapy.
Okay, gotcha. Was it also Dr. Stephen that treated you as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Stephen, K-A-L-K-A-N-I-S. Perfect. Again, I won't make an attempt to pronounce that because I would hate to butcher Dr. Stephen's name, but I'll just copy and paste that again. Okay. And then just to confirm as well, you said this was also at Henry Ford West Bloomfield, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. Now, do you have any family history of meningioma?
No.
And were you ever hospitalized as well for your meningioma?
Just to do the procedure.
Gotcha. Okay. I would assume that was right after you were diagnosed then or during your treatment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And how long was that for?
I started June 6, 2018. Then I had 7 months of outpatient radiation.
Okay, gotcha. So you were hospitalized just for that
just
operation?
Like 9 days.
Okay, gotcha. And then after that, over that 7 month period, you had to go back for your additional treatment, your radiations?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense. Now, we're actually almost done here. Lastly, I just need to ask you, do you have any medical records or documents that would show your meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, they have it all. They should have it all at Henry Ford. I don't have any paper with me at home anymore. I have moved since then.
Yeah, that makes sense. Of course, I wouldn't expect you to have anything on hand, of course, but again, our attorney partners can pull that for you on your behalf just so you don't have to do that work yourself.
Yeah.
I know it can be a little bit annoying.
Yeah,
now, most likely you shouldn't have to again, but I am still required to ask you, would you be able to provide these medical records either by mail or electronically?
Yes, I will try my best to.
Okay,
and I know all that stuff, all the new stuff is on the online.
Gotcha.
Or, you could get it.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, lastly, all I need to do is I just need to request an emergency contact from you. This is just someone that we can reach out to, who, just in case anything happens to you and we can't call you for an extended period of time. Otherwise, we would never call them, and we usually don't. Do you have someone that you want to use as an emergency contact?
Yes.
Okay, and what's their name?
Terrell Reed.
Okay, spell that for me, please. Didn't quite catch that. I'm sorry.
Terrell Reed, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. Last name is R-E-I-D.
Okay, and their phone number?
313-854-9732.
9732. Okay, gotcha. And what's your relationship to this person?
That is my son.
Your son. Okay, gotcha. And already, do you happen to know his primary email as well? If not, that's okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. And does he live with you or separately?
He lives with me.
Okay, perfect. Lives with you. Okay, yeah, so we're actually almost done here. Lastly, all I need to do is I just need to go over a quick compliance form. This is just a list of items that I'm going to read out to you just to make sure that everything that we've discussed is correct and accurate. So I'll list off a few bullet points, and if anything sounds wrong, I do invite you to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, Mrs. Shirill, we did, of course, confirm that you don't have an attorney. You've never signed any documents or packets of information for anyone to help you with this. You were unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma after using Depo-Provera. You did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year. Additionally, you also got 4 shots within a 1 year period. You were using the name brand Depo-Provera, and you did also receive these injections after January 1st, 1992.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, that actually all checks out on my end, so the last step would be to craft retaining documents for you to sign and return. These documents, firstly and foremost, state that our attorney partners will be representing you for this lawsuit. That's going to be Ben Martin Law Group. Secondly, it also is a medical release form. It gives them permission to pull your documents on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
Now, it does take about 24 hours for these documents to be processed, so what I'll need to do is I'll just need to call you back probably around the same time tomorrow, and then I'll be able to send you those over via DocuSign for you to sign digitally. It's really easy. It should only take about a minute or so, okay?
Okay.
In any case, before I let you go, Cheryl, I'm just going to let you know, so when I text you back tomorrow, when I call you, it'll be from a 949 number. That's because right here I'm using a computer dialer. The 949 number is my personal office number. So I'll send you a text message real quick just to make sure that you have it and you get my information. So just make sure you save that number so you know it's coming from me. Give me just a second. Okay. Hi there, Cheryl. This is Ethan handling the Depo-Provera lawsuit intake. This is my personal office number. So this is where I'll be reaching you from here on out. Okay, I just sent that, so just let me know if you got that text.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that number, that 949 number, that's where I'll be calling you again tomorrow. Again, we do need time for these documents to process, as currently in this office, they've had a daily cap, so I just need to make sure I call you back tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
In addition, Mrs. Cheryl, before I let you go, did you have any other questions or any other concerns at this time that I can help you out with?
No.
Okay, perfect. In any case, would you be able to take a call maybe around this time, or I could call a little bit earlier as well?
A little bit earlier would be better.
Okay, yeah, sure thing. I'll probably reach out to you maybe, we want to say, about an hour, hour and a half earlier then?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'll be sure to call you. We do get in the office about 8 in the morning over here. I'm in California, so I believe for you that would be around 10 in the morning.
That's fine. You can call me then. I'm up.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll be sure to reach out to you at least on my end first thing in the morning then, okay?
Okay.
But yeah, okay, as long as you had no other concerns or any questions at this time, you are free to go, and I will be sure to reach out to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. I do wish you all the best.
Thank you.